Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Hey there, this is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I'm here to talk a little bit about the Mastermind Peer Groups. So with the Mastermind Peer Groups, you get a powerful combination of customized coaching, accountability, and weekly synergy sessions with like-minded professionals from all around North America. These peer groups are really focused on sales, marketing, and growth. It's all about results. And you'll experience weekly accountability meetings, monthly trainings, and then quarterly face-to-face meetings where we all get together on a quarterly basis in fun cities all around America. So be prepared to take your business to new heights and see if you've got what it takes to be one of the Mastermind Peer Group members. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. This is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I am here with a special guest today, cybersecurity guru, Mr. Christoph Reglet.
Thank you.
And you've got 20 plus years in cybersecurity.
You know, cybersecurity, you know, has been my background. And, you know, I've been in IT since, you know, the late 90s. So I have seen, you know, things progressing, and I tell you, at a very rapid rate right now. And I mean, I guess we'll talk about it later, but it's what the change, you know, from the 90s is just absolutely staggering, especially in cybersecurity.
That's awesome. Yep, I completely agree. Things have certainly changed. You know, it's really funny when this, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago, I remember reading a statistic that made me fall out of my chair. The average U.S. company spends more money on their budget for coffee than they did for cybersecurity at that time. And yeah, Obviously now, you know, that means we drink a lot of coffee, right? But times certainly have changed from where they were, you know, 10 plus years ago. But all right, so I've got to ask, how did you kind of come up with the idea for your company is Cypher, S-X-I-P-H-E-R, Cypher. Yeah. So how did you come up with the idea for the business? What sparked that vision?
Well, so, you know, after I spent, you know, some 20 plus years, you know, in cybersecurity, I've been, you know, really engaged into compliancy, okay, going from, you know, HIPAA compliancy to GLBA to FedRAMP to criminal justice compliancy. So all those compliancy coming up. And of course, you know, I've been engaged also with cybersecurity insurance that plays a huge part,
yes,
you know, yes, not in the compliancy, but they're the one, you know, basically telling you what you have to do, right? And, you know, at the time I have a data center and I wanted to, I was required, you know, by my insurance company to do a pen test. And because, you know, it's coming now, you know, if you look at insurance company over the years, they first you had to have, you know, like MFAs and firewalls. And now, you know, it's evolving because they feel that it's never enough to insure you. Yeah. And now they're requiring a pen test, right? So, and then I, you know, got, you know, some quotes, and the quote I got was absolutely enormous. I'm talking about, like, you know, $70,000 plus. And right. I was like, okay, that's not going to work here. What's going on here, right? And I kept looking around and, you know, came about the same price and, you know, keep pricing it even for, like, you know, maybe something that's in a data center, small, medium business. And it was still very, very expensive to be unaffordable, you know, by a small business. So I looked into it and I really dig. And when I tell you, when I dig, right? And I got, you know, like the 2-3 software that exist, you know, that allow people to actually do a pen test. Now, if you buy the software, you have to have like pen tester, you know, to actually run the software and, you know, be intelligent about it, right? It can't just be done like a vulnerability testing that anybody can run. A pen testing software is a serious software. And the software, after I run them, I was very, very disappointed because they run on script, basically. So they have a set of script embedded in them, and yeah, it really doesn't do justice, you know, to a pen testing. It's really, they have a lot of false positive, and it's just not, you know, very scalable. They are very expensive. They have a lot of contracts. And I was like, no, there's something wrong with the industry here. We should be able to, you know, run the pen testing as a commodity. And how do we do that? And that's the creation of Cypher, basically, with the AI.
Got it. Okay. No, that makes sense. There's certainly a huge opportunity in that space, and certainly in the channel. I completely agree. So I know I know Cypher is a channel organization, and I've been blessed and fortunate. I've seen you speak at some technology conferences around the US, and I've seen the technology work. So truly amazing. But who would your ideal customer be? Do you call on just security-minded MSPs?
No, so the beauty about Cypher basically is that, so we're a global company. I'll be speaking at the end of the month in Manchester, England. And what we focus on, James, is before I developed the software, we talked to literally thousands of MSPs because I didn't want to, shove something into their throat, without saying, well, what is this, right? So we asked them what they want, right? We asked them, what is it that you need, to make your life better? Because what's happening, if you heard, and we were in the conference, not a long time ago together, when you hear, people talking, very prominent people, they say, if you're not going to be an MSSP by the end of this year, you're going to have problems, right? So we are really catering to people who need to have, the security tool, to stay alive and, make progress and, start, engaging with their client, basically. And we want to deliver that, but we don't want them to have the burden of having to hire, an FTE, like a certified ethical hackers that are very expensive, doing anything like that. So Cypher came about with the AI, right? And so basically the pen testing is run by an AI because we do recognize that the certified ethical hackers is the best pen tester, but it's only one brain to hand and they're slow because they have to be slow, right? So the AI basically is replacing that pen tester, but it's going so fast that now it's very scalable. Because if you look at it, the problem that the MSP have right now is that it's not that they don't want to run a pen test because the client are asking for it. They said, hey, I've got this compliancy because I'm a CPA. I've got a car dealership. So now I'm under, the FTE staff. So they all have, I'm pretty sure the MSP, they have clients that are compliant, whatever compliancy that is, right? That requires a pen testing, or they do have a cybersecurity insurance that do require that. Okay. So we want to give them the tool basically to be able to perform this activity at the price that their client can afford. So we're not looking at the huge people, the IBM or the Google that have the money to do these kind of things, right? Or the KPMG, those kind of people. We're looking at small businesses because 63% of the business that get hacked are small businesses.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's huge. Yeah. And one of the big problem that they have is that they say, well, we're small business, so nobody cares about us. Oh no, they do care about you because you are a very easy target. And that's why they're coming after you.
Right.
The big business, they're gonna go into the media and be like, oh look, this business got hacked. It was millions of, things like that. Small business, they never make the news. But 63% of them get hacked. And when they do, it's devastating. It is devastating.
Right. Yeah, you said so many important things there. I just want to highlight a couple things. You brought up the importance of having the right tools. And there's so many MSPs that I run into that are security minded, that are growing from MSP to MSSP, right?
Yes, correct.
But you've got to have the right tools. You got to have the right tools in your tool belt to differentiate yourself. So I think that's huge. You play right into the compliance part and the cyber insurance part. And MSPs are struggling with those, but I think you fit that perfectly. Something else I wanted to ask you, and you kind of indirectly started answering it already, but this is really important for everybody because there's a lot of cybersecurity companies out there. There's a lot of different pen testing services out there, but how is your tool different than your competitors, from a pen test standpoint?
So, and to go back to the other question that you have, so MSPs have done a phenomenal job protecting their clients. I mean, they get it, right? They're putting the security stack, into their clients, and they've done a phenomenal job. What the compliances and this cybersecurity insurance is asking now, it says, you guys need to test it. Right. Because you got all this stack, but do you know if it works? I mean, do you know if everything responds the way it's supposed to respond? They have to test it, right? That's the thing about it. Now, as far as security, software, how do we different? Well, from what I've enough looked and looked, James, like I can look anymore. I mean, I've looked, right? The only pen testing software there is just not a lot. Like you can count it on your hands, right? They are extremely expensive, and they're not. You cannot basically have a lot of client on it because it's just too expensive. Right.
Yeah.
So the way that Cypher does it is to give you an example so they understand, we sell a pack of 10. Okay. So they can have 10 clients, 10 different clients for $1,000. So that's $100 per client for a pen testing.
Wow.
And the good thing about it is that they can use this pen testing, it can be continuous. So you can put it like, I don't know, like April 1st and keep on going, until you stop it, right? Continuous. Or they can use that to go see a prospect and say, hey, let me do a little pen test here, and then I'll see, what your networking will look like. So they can use those licenses how they want. But what's very important is that they can use this tool as a continuous pen testing, because if you run a network and MSP really understand that, the network changes during the month, right? It's never a static network, because if it was, they wouldn't have a job, right? So it keeps evolving, things keep changing. There is update coming, upgrades coming, keeps changing. So your pen testing should be seen as like a camera or an antivirus, right? When you put an antivirus on your computer, you don't put it from like an hour per day and stop it. It's continuously running, right? To make sure you're safe. Pen testing is the same. You're going to put it there and it's going to continuously running. And if there is something drastic happening in a network, then they will know, okay? Because things happen during the months. And that's the main thing, is that you can run a pen test continuously. So each client will cost them $100 per month. That is affordable. Now small business can afford that.
Right. Yep. That's the price point. Bingo. That's a huge differentiator, because it's simple and it's super affordable. And something else I know you've talked about that I think is a huge differentiator is how you've utilized AI in there. And can you elaborate a little bit more about how artificial intelligence helps make your tool better?
So artificial intelligence is it's not new, but it's new in the development right now. It's becoming very active. There are multiple stages. We are stage 4 AI. That means that we are using deep learning AI. That means the AI has a neural network, a brain, or it learns, okay? So how is it important? Because the AI can perform a lot of pen tests at the same time, right? And every time it's going to do a pen test, even on the same network, it will learn. It's going to keep on learning the network. And so basically, two pen tests will never look the same. Even if you leave the AI, run the pen test, continuously, the second time it's going to run it, it's going to be different than the first one, because the strategic AI behind it is going to say, oh, okay, maybe we need to use this strategy. Maybe we need to do this and do that, which is very important when you run a pen test, because you need to make sure that you have the best pen test at all time, right?
Right.
That's usually people that say, well, we're going to use this company this year for the pen test, and now we use this company for the pen test. And the beauty with the AI, you don't have to do that, because the AI learns.
Yep.
The AI gets better. And it's going to get so much better that by October, it will be able to create its own zero-day exploit.
Wow.
That's the power they're going to have at the fingertip, basically, at that price.
You bring this down into an elementary school level so everybody can understand, like me. But basically what you just said is, because of the way you've developed the technology, utilize AI, each pen test is different. So each time it just gets better and
it
better,
gets better
and better. So that's amazing to me, because a lot of the tools out there just try to do it the same way every single time.
So they have a script, they run the script, and then they see the script. So I've run those software for years now. And, I even ran them on an IP address that doesn't exist, and then still give you some results. So there's something wrong with it. But those AI, that's what's important, is that they're going to keep adapting and they're going to keep getting better. That's the big
No,
point.
That's awesome. So I love what you're doing. I love the technology. Again, I've seen you speak at some conferences. Super impressed. You guys got to check this out. Cypher is the real deal. If you want the best tools in your tool belt to make you stand out to your customers and prospects, you need to get a hold of these guys. So how do people get in touch with you and your team? I know you've got a sales team. You got your development team, you got a big team. Obviously, you don't want people calling you, but how can we track down the right people to speak with and learn more about your technology?
We welcome you. We're welcoming everybody. So I don't have anything for Europe right now, but for the US, we have a you can contact us with Cypher at cypher.ai. So it's SXIPHER.AI. That's the website. Yep. Or they can email at sales@cypher.ai, or they can call if they want at 386-479-4074.
With your website so people can get in touch with you. And then to me, the best thing, you know, everybody wants a good deal, and your product is the best value I've seen in the marketplace. But you guys are running a promotion this spring as well. What was the promotion look like?
The promotion is going to only happen in March, and it's going to be 20% off every license they buy. So it's not going to be 1,000, it's going to be $800 for 10 licenses, basically.
20% discount in the month of March. That's amazing.
That's it. Yeah, the month of March. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So for you tire kickers out there, March Madness has started. You need to reach out to Christoph's team and talk to them at cypher.ai. So, hey, that's about all the time we have for us today. Christoph, thanks for being on the program. And we will catch up with you soon at the next show.
James, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man.